You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got a lovely guest on the line, Morena Ebony Lamb. How are you today?
Oh, Morena, it's so good to be here. I'm great.
It's so nice to speak with you about a very exciting new chapter of music for you. Folks might know your previous project, Ebon Sparrow, and you're moving into a new musical space with this solo endeavour with a very cool new single called Take My Hands at Night, which you've created with a very cool crew of people, Cody Nielsen, Beck Runga, and your partner Graham as well. Tell us a wee bit about where you're sort of heading musically for yourself at the moment.
Oh, I just want to find new frontiers. I think that's, yeah, thank you so much. My previous band, Ebon Sparrow, had a, you know, we were known for that kind of, we're part of that alt country sound, which was beautiful, and also it felt a little bit like a trap for me because I'm actually pretty indie at heart. I grew up. I just wanted to be Kim Deal, you know, so yeah. It was that. And but wider than that, and I don't know, I just have this really strong belief that I can't keep kind of going backwards. I've got to find places to go that's original and forward thinking. I really wanted to do that, and it's nobody else's thing. It was just my own journey to figure out. It took years to make this record. Mm. I have got a cool crew. That was amazing. I had tried to make it with other friends and they'd really helped me. Dave Kahn and I had done a lot of work together leading up to those demos, and then I just I couldn't make the sound by myself. That's really what happened. You know, I needed expert help, and I was lucky to have them be open to producing me. I mean, how wonderful is that?
So yeah. Wonderful. And they've got a really, I think, exciting style of production that you can, once you sort of see the fingerprints of it on songs, it's really like an interesting world that they help kind of conjure up. What was the process of working on this track with Cody and Beck and Graham and kind of having, that team come together around this song? How did you feel about that?
Well, it all happened as part of making the full record. So I've made a full record. It's called Successful Feelings. It's not out. Like, it'll come out next year. And I loved what you said about the previous artists' ideas around how do we do all this. You know, I've been mulling over that for the longest time. It's been quite, like, you really have to dig deep. Mm. And with this particular track, it was, you know, it's one of 10. And it's a big, fat love song. I mean, I'm fine about it. I think that's really important. You know, who I want to spend my time with in the last 2 years, thankfully, it's the right person, you know.
Mm.
I went up to Auckland and me, Beck and Cody worked on the tracks together. So, like, doing it in real time, the three of us. And unfortunately, Graham couldn't come with us because he is a high school teacher and he had to stay home and work. And
nice.
We came and did all the vocals at home and his guitars at home, but it just took backwards and forwards over time. And it was really about not losing the essence of the song. It was always there, but of course those beautiful production elements that have brought in those, like, just those kind of, I can get a bit dark, so it kind of lightened it up.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Just with the way that they've created those soundscapes. Yeah, geniuses is what I'd call them.
I think that's a very fair label, I would say, for that crew. I like what you're saying about the sort of trying to lighten up the darkness of this, because there is a sort of like gothic thread throughout it, which I really enjoy, but there is a kind of cheekiness, a little bit of joy in it, which is also really enticing to listen to and to watch as well, because you've released a really beautiful video for this first single, which was created with Ezra of Earth Tongue, who's been making a lot of excellent music videos over the last couple of years. Tell us a wee bit about the world that you sort of conjured up for that video, because it has got a sort of big moon, late night type of a feeling to it.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, you know, I managed to get funding for, it doesn't happen often, and I got it and I talked to Ezra straight away. He was my first port of call, because I work as a photographer as well, and I've just got this really strong aesthetic photographically, and I fell in love with his work because he's got this, you know, as much as possible, he shoots on film.
Mm.
And I loved Louise Nicklin's music video so much. That was a real template for me as far as like how black and white can be so powerful. And I came up to Auckland and we had Frances Carter doing the lighting, and she also did the photography around the single and everything. Like, that was a dream. Ezra and I talked a lot about it, and I just trusted him. I think that's the thing. I chose people I totally trusted, which is a really great thing to be able to hand over an idea and know that I feel really comfortable with whatever he chose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's created a really magical world for this first single. I'm really curious about where the rest of the album's going, because I love that you've started with a big love song. I think that's a really bold way to enter into a new sort of project era. Successful Feelings is a really interesting title. Where have you sort of found yourself mining in your own feelings and in your own sort of writer's space? Where have you kind of been tapping into for this record?
Oh, that's a really good lot of questions, Rachel. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I kind of got quite perplexed actually. Like, I love writing. I've been writing this record since about 2018, but it was kind of leading up to like 2020, and I wrote a song called My Daughter, My Sister, My Son, which will come out at some point, and that was part of that kind of pandemic feeling. But I felt quite perplexed, actually. Like, you know, we'd come out of this Donald Trump era and then into a pandemic and then into this crazy inflation. And, I mean, to be honest, I was pretty ready to start a radical punk band. I was so furious.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. I'd still be quite happy to do that, actually. But, you know, like, coming back to... you can even question yourself, like, what do I even have to offer? What do I have to say? And I just had to find that back in myself. I can't solve it all, but I do. I had to start listening to the inner voice, I guess, too. It's such a singer-songwriter thing. But, like, at the end of the day, I can't fix it all, but I need to follow the direction of my own intuition and that, my own curiosity. So I just started writing a bit more straight up and a little bit less veiled. Some of the rest of the record, I can't wait for people to hear it, because it's got some little bruises on it, which is quite good for me, because that gothic temperament is quite strong in this one.
Awesome.
So it's good to kind of shift that into a positive vehicle instead of being a downer. That was really important. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited to hear the rest of it. We're going to jump into the song shortly, but it's a good time to let people know as well that you're also going to be heading around on a tour very, very soon. You've got some shows up here in Tāmaki. You're playing on the 9th of November at the Wine Cellar, wonderful venue. You're also going to be playing in Pōneke, Littleton, Port Chalmers and Paikakariki, a bunch of great locations for this tour. Tickets are from Banished Music. Are you looking forward to heading off? I see you've got Jess Cornelius will also be travelling with you.
Yeah, Jess Cornelius is incredible. She lives in LA and she's done a lot of work with like King Gizzard and Wizard, like going on tour with people like that. She's done so well, and she's bringing Michael Cronin from Ty Segall's Freedom Band to play with her, and I'm bringing my band. And don't be shy about a Wednesday night in Auckland. You know, we've got to sit to Rowan at the Wine Cellar. I was like, we've got to have the 7 o'clock doors. And he's like, it's never happened, but we'll do it for you. So that was good.
I love that. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's a great crew you've got all across this project, and your beautiful writing and amazing voice at the heart of it. Thank you so much, Ebony Land, for speaking with us this morning. We're going to have a listen to your brand new single now, Take My Hands at Night. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
A 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.